Okay, so talking a little bit about TinyBop. TinyBop does software for kids. You were telling me about the first app you did. Why do kids like it?
I think our first app's called The Human Body, and all kids are curious about their body. I think a lot of their sort of first questions about how the world works really starts with how they work. Taking a kid through body training. If you talk to psychologists, they say for many kids, that's their first experience of death. I think that if you, most of our apps are making the invisible visible. And so with the human body, we think of the body as a set of layers, and kids can expose these layers one by one, and they can see how they work. And they get really excited about that.
So you were saying that about you make the layers to use layers to make things visible.
Right. Well, we think of, in this app in particular, of the body as a set of systems that the kids can turn on and off. And so most kids, especially younger kids, don't know that they have a tube going through their body. They don't know what the nervous system is. They don't know how the heart works or looks. They don't know how the brain operates. And so we show them all these things, and we try to telegraph learning through interaction. So, for example, in the brain, when they're touching the part of the brain that has memories from a long time ago, we'll pull up older pictures. And when they're recent memories, there'll be recent pictures. When they touch this part of the brain that is controls hearing, we turn on the mic and play audio. And in that, we want the kid to ask a question and to start a conversation with their parents about why is this happening? What is this doing? And for parents, we actually provide a handbook that kind of explains all this stuff.
Very cool. So for you, you actually seem, when we were talking earlier, you talked much more about learning than educating.
Right. Educating is a whole different subject. And I think that learning is, it starts with interest, it starts with curiosity, and it starts with a kid wanting to know more about how the world works. And I think one of the best ways to do that is to take a subject that a kid's already interested in, and kids are interested in just about everything, and let them see sort of underneath, behind the curtain. And whether that's a human body, whether that's a machine, whether that's a forest, there's a world that they expected was there but didn't quite know how it worked. And we want to show that. But we always say that all our apps are about making the invisible visible.
Right, so you want to give them the ability not only to, and you want to give them the ability to understand it from what I'm hearing, much more than just know what it is and understand how it works, why it works.
Well, we want them at least to start the conversation. I can't promise that they'll play the app and sort of understand why everything works, but at least to start that conversation. And what we found is, for example, in our human body app, we have a nervous system, and you can touch the body and any part of the body, and it'll send a signal to the brain. And we found that a lot of hospitals have started using the app with very young patients, and it's a way for patients who are scared to say that something hurts, for them to say, "Oh, it hurts here." It's giving them voice for something they didn't have voice for, and maybe didn't understand or were confused by. We have doctors telling us that they're using our apps in surgery, and they're saying, "Okay, there's this tube here, and your tube is somehow not functioning, and we just need to take this part and connect it to this part." And that little explanation, aided by the visuals, can really demystify and make something that had been terrifying for a kid like much more understandable.
I was going to ask you what is the most fascinating use you've seen for your app, but I guess you've already taken care of that answer.
Oh, well, we have some other good ones. So we got our app is very highly localized. We're in 60 languages around the world, but we got an email about a year ago from this woman in a very remote part of Australia, and she asked us to localize our apps in a language I had never heard of. And I said, "Well, I'm not sure that we can, but maybe you can help us, but do you mind if I ask why? And she said that our apps were being used by sort of a Doctors Without Borders group that was going to these remote islands with these tribes that had had very little contact with the outside world. And our app was one of the best ways that they had had to explain the body to these islanders who, you know, are sort of these barely contacted tribes. And the reason they wanted the words translated was not so much for the islanders, who mainly who were illiterate, but for the doctors to sort of give names to the different parts of the body. So it's always unexpected and kind of wonderful.
That in 25 years of doing this, that's one of the best stories I have actually come across.
Yeah, and we get a lot of stories like that. So,
cool. Is there anything else I didn't ask, didn't know to ask, didn't think to ask, just want to add?
You know, we're an ambitious company, and we're making apps that no two of our apps are going to look the same. They're not going to sound the same. They're going to tackle big subjects. And I think it's a very exciting field to be in. And I think we as app developers have this real responsibility to our kids to make experiences that are meaningful and that are as good as the best books and movies that we had in our childhood. And there's so much content out there that is just marketing for some larger entity. That I think it's really part of the responsibilities on the parents to seek out companies that are doing great work. And at this conference, there were a bunch of these companies, and there are other companies around that are really doing good work. There's a company called Hopscotch in New York, or Motion Math, that are really pushing the boundaries of what you can do for kids. And I think there's real opportunity for parents to start all sorts of interesting new conversations for screen time, not to be a negative thing, but to be a positive thing in their kids' lives if they seek out the right content.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you very much.